Welcome to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. You're tuned into the only alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power right here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies. Inbreds. You're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I don't know why I picked those weird points of inflection, but a long time ago, I used to work at a thrift store, a chain of for-profit thrift stores that I now kind of loathe, but I needed a job, and I was 19, and I had a coworker who told me I spoke too monotone or monotonously. And this was coming from a guy who had two notes to his register. So I thought it was a weird criticism, but kind of stuck with me. So sometimes it pops out in weird ways where I'm trying to defy that idea. And I just picked the weirdest inflection. Do you speak in ways that you know have been affected by people in the past? I don't know. Think about it. It's a thought for your eye episode for tonight. This is fresh off the dome. This is not very well planned, but hey, you know, food for thought. Sometimes people tell you things that drag you down, and that was the name of that song by the Inbreds, actually. Drag Us Down, off of their album with the most incredible name, It's Sydney or the Bush. Like that band a lot. I meant to play a track underneath us because it's funky. but it doesn't quite fit with everything else I want to play in the show, so I didn't want to neglect it, kick it to the curb. This is Idris Muhammad with Tasty Cakes, an artist that I was introduced to by Sheldon, my, I don't want to say former co-host, but my sabbaticalized co-host. Sheldon's taking a break. Maybe he'll be back before the end of the Gash Come Tinies. Maybe the Gash Come Tinies won't end this year. I don't know. It's been a full... It's almost been 10 years. It's been a long time of hanging out with you on Sunday evenings. And I'm 34 now, and I started the show when I was... right before I turned 25. So looking at anniversaries like that can sometimes make you see things in a different light. Right? I don't know. I've got a lot of interesting tracks in store for you today, though, on this I episode. I, as always, a mixed bag. There's a section I'm going to play with some very strange but successful combos. Collaborations, I should say. I don't want to get to that just yet. I'm not even going to name the artist, but some of them you're going to be like, what? You're playing that on your show? Or like, what? Those artists know each other? I don't know. I feel like you may have a vocal or visceral reaction. But I'm excited to get to that part. We're going to end the show on a very soft note and then have a livelier bit right before that. But up next, I want to play some faster stuff after Idris Muhammad. Some Interpol with a song called PDA off their album Turn On the Bright Lights. And after that, Montauk by Illiterate Light. But we've still got 2:42 left in this song. So I just want to give you a quick reminder that Fun Drive is now over. CKW, the station overall, hit $56,000, which is incredibly close to $60,000. And if you're still thinking about it, if you've still got residual thoughts in your mind, feelings in your heart, flutterings in your aorta about donating, there's no time like the present. Now, if you donate between now, today, and March 21st to 23rd, which are the pickup dates for Fund Drive incentives, you won't be necessarily qualified, or you won't be qualified for some of the extra prizes we had, like season tickets for events at the West End Cultural Center, and you may not be able to get the sizes you want of incentives, but we do have lots of incentives of a variety of sizes. I think they overorder just in case, just to have some for future years as vintage shirts in the future. All that to say, it's not necessarily too late to donate. So you can still go to 204. Actually, yeah, you can call if you want. I'll walk you through it. Call 204-774-6877 if you're like, oh, damn, I missed Fun Drive. I didn't have a chance to donate. Or maybe you're phone shy and you want to check out the website and get a lot more information than I'm giving you right now. You could do that. You could definitely do that. CKW.ca/donate. That'll take you to the information you need. And, I do want to thank the people who did donate, though. There was a longer list than I was expecting, in the sense that a couple people were added after the second Fun Drive show aired. So I'm going to get this list up. Just want to properly thank everybody. Big thank you to Andrea, Blake, Kristov, Kent, David, Mike, and Janice. They donate together. Alex, Kyle, Mina, and Leah. Thank you all so much. You brought my show total to $655. Didn't quite hit that $1,000 mark, and I think the station was asking me to try and hit at least $850. But hey, there's still time. There's definitely still time. If you think about it, yeah, lots of ways to do it. Tax season's coming up, and we do tax receipts. It's a nice little deduction helper when you're doing taxes, I suppose. I don't know. There are better reasons to donate, like... all the reasons for why you even listen to this station in the first place. Not just because you love the sound of my voice, but because of the music we play. And I think you're going to like these next two songs. So here is PDA by Interpol. After that, Montauk by Illiterate Light. And we'll be right back for the collab section of this episode, which I'm pretty excited about. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be good. All right. Here's Interpol. We'll be right back. Yeah, that was a long one, but a good one. That was Montauk by Illiterate Light off their album Arches. It came out last year, I believe. Let me double check. Yep, November 1st. Not very old. Good new stuff. But that Interpol song was definitely older. It came out in 2002. I was 12. What the hell? Good song, though. A song called PDA. And yes, you are listening to The Gash, Lee Crumb Tinies, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Up next, as promised, I will deliver. I've got three songs by artists with very peculiar collaborations. I didn't see these coming, but I'm happy they occurred. And they sounded good to me when I was picking these out and planning the episode, because I like to have all my ducks in a row. This first one features Idols with the wild card LCD Sound System, a song called Dancer off of their incredible new album, Tank. And then an Imogen Heap track featuring Deadmau5, or Deadmau5, however the hell you want to say it. It's definitely Deadmau5. And after that, Illuminati Hotties with a band called Hopelessly Devoted to You. The song's called December. It's a single. It's the newest thing I could find, I believe, from Illuminati Hotties. They're always doing cool things. Enjoy. That's all I get to say. Yeah, they're interesting collaborations, but I think that when artists know what they're doing and you put them in a room together, magic happens. Musical magic, that is. Here's Dancer by Idols featuring LCD Sound System. Stay tuned for the rest of this episode. of the Gash Crumb Tinies. It's going to be a wild ride.
Distracted anyway, you were saying, wait, now they're waving me over, can I call you back? Yeah, everything's fine. Why am I don't know why. I probably just need sleep, it's been a busy week, sorry, I've got to go. So okay, bye. This is just so thank you. announcement. Reached check-in, finally got through. Running for a flight, shoes off. You're calling voicemail. In joke, group laughter, closing scenes in a meeting. Angel, angel, what did you tell me? 1 second, someone needs directions. Can't you see I'm on the phone? This is just so unlike us. Cut back to horizontalisms. If we could win just one small touch. Contact versus telemiscommunication. So unlike us. If we could win just one small touch. Contact versus telemiscommunication. Did I tell you I loved you today? Did I tell you I loved you today? Did I tell you I loved you today?
Face, you're in my head.
All right, that was December by Illuminati Hotties and Hopelessly Devoted to You, which I think is a record label, after all. I'm still trying to clarify that. But, yeah, it's that song itself was part of a cover series. Lovely song, though. Before that, we were listening to Imogen Heap with Deadmau5, a song called Telemiscommunications. And before that, Idols with two members of LCD Sound System singing their hearts out in the background for a song called Dancer. Now, right now, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This broadcast is of a program called The Gashly Crumb Tinies, and your host, me. My name's Daniel. We're broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, where it is -1 degree Celsius right now, though it feels like -5 if you're outside, because there's a little bit of wind out of the south. It's not going to be very windy for the rest of the night, though, although it will go down to about -7 with a few clouds and fog patches near midnight. The fog is going to dissipate tomorrow around noon, so it may make, I got hiccups, for a chaotic morning. I don't know how thick it's going to be, but this isn't going to be some kind of Nova Scotia pea soup fog. So you're probably in luck, but it could look fun and hopefully not dangerous. Not very windy tomorrow either. High of +5 with a mix of sun and cloud going down to -5 overnight with a 60% chance of snow. But that's probably the warmest it's going to be all week. Tuesday's a high -6 going down to -12 overnight for the coldest it's going to be all week. Wednesday, high +1, going down to -9. Wednesday night with a 30% chance of flurries. Thursday is going to be -4 as a high and back to -12. Friday, -1, down to -5 overnight, and then back to +5 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Yep. So if you're planning on skating or walking or doing whatever you want to do on bodies of frozen water in the Winnipeg area, do it with caution. I know I tried to check out the river trail at the Forks this weekend just because I thought, oh dear God, I missed out. But no, I didn't. The Nestawea River Trail was open because it got really cold on Friday and it was colder on Saturday too. But I don't know about the rest of this week. So check out their website if you're curious about doing that before you venture out. Now, internally, the forecast is going to get interesting. I mean, that's a very boring adjective to describe these next two songs. But Ian Sweet put out a record late 2023 called Sucker. And I'm going to play a song I enjoy off that album called Emergency Contact. And then another song simply titled O. The letter O, I think. It doesn't look like a narrow zero in the font I'm used to. By Inner Wave. And it's off their album Apoptosis that came out in 2021. So some recent releases, more or less. But I think these two will pair nicely. And then once these two are over, I'm going to do, I think, three songs to end the show. They're all softer, just to ease you into Island Vibes. And the week ahead, the forecast is probably going to do enough easing itself. But hey, it depends how you feel about the freeze and melt and the freeze and the melt and the melt and the freeze. Because, damn, it's slippery outside. I walked here to the station because I like doing that. I like getting my thoughts together as I wander over here from my house in the West End. And definitely almost fell a few times. Did not fall, though. There were no witnesses, but I did not fall. There was one guy that was running behind me, and then he ran on the road, which is a much smarter idea. Anyway, careful out there. Make sure you have an emergency contact in your phone in case you fall on the ice. I don't know. That's a terrible segue, but that is the name of this next song by Ian Sweet. So let's enjoy it together.
Thank you.
There you have it. That was Oh by Inner Wave. Ooh, I'm sorry. You weren't done yet. Ha. Damn it. I'm sure that would be a really cool experience if you listened to the full album, so I definitely recommend you do that. That song was called Oh, and it's the ninth track off of a 12-song album that they released in September 2021 called Apoptosis. Before that, Ian Sweet with Emergency Contact. I can also explain a little bit more about what I was rambling on about earlier with that Illuminati Hotties track. The band, I got it wrong. The way they list the track on the service I'm using to play this music makes it seem like it's a second artist. But the record label's called Hopeless Records, and they put out a compilation album of songs that were released on their label, but then they're covers by other big artists that are also on the label. So that was Illuminati Hotties covering a song, December, by the band Neck Deep. They're a Welsh pop-punk band. Anyway, glad we got that sorted. Almost done with the show here. Got a minute and a half more of me talking, and then we'll get back to music, and then straight into Island Vibes, which is cleverly I-themed today, at least in terms of the name of their show. But I have not done any coordination with DJ Vibesman at all. Now, I'm going to play, the Royal Wee, some Iron and Wine, with a tasty song called Love and Some Verses off of Our Endless Numbered Days. And then after that, The Innocence Mission, wonderful, wonderful band, a song called Orange of the Westering Sun, and then we're going to finish the show with Itasca and the title track of her album, Imitation of War. Now, before we do that, I just want to give you a little reminder of some things going on in the city, because it's getting warmer out, and there's more reasons than just the temperature to get out and enjoy things. If you're in the Elmwood, East Kildonan area tomorrow around lunch for some reason, go to Bell's Kitchen and get some barbecue and check out Sean Burns. He's going to be playing from 11:45 to 2:45 p.m. That place almost always has live music during the day, in the evenings. It's a pretty cool location I've been meaning to check out, but I'm just saying that from what I've heard. Now, there are a few events going on during the week, but I want to focus on a few on the weekend. Bush Lotus is playing Into the Music as part of First Fridays. Jamboree and Camp Robber are playing at Park Alleys. And Songs and Stories Tour is going on for Julie Black at the Park Theater. Saturday night, you'll probably see me at Public Domain for Hut Hut featuring Lev Snow and Dayloft. Or you can check out Bloodshot Bill and the Poison Suckers. What a name. What a name for a band. That's going down at the Times Change. So lots of things to do this week. I hope you have a soft and gentle week, though. It's been an interesting two first months of the year. Lots of pain, lots of strangeness. But hey, we're ever closer to strength and growth and hopefully healing, whatever that means. Take care out there. Someday
The ring sound.